But at the end of the day, all I can do is worry about myself and, you know, just put myself in the best position possible to make the team. And, you know, we're also here to always support those guys and have their back and no matter what happens.
Darius, Wade telling you you're going to play strictly nose tackle or you're going to be moving all over the line?
It's best for me just to learn the whole defensive line. The more versatile you can be, you know, the more valuable you are. So I'm just trying to, you know, broaden my horizons and learn the five technique and the three technique also.
What's been the most difficult transition to pro ball college as you've been here now a few months and kind of figuring out what's been the hardest, the biggest challenge?
I probably just have to say the speed of the game, just the demand of, you know, knowing the playbook and, you know, being able to go out there and make, you know, the least amount of mistakes as possible. You don't want to make the same mistake twice. So you definitely want to know your playbook. And, you know, when you get on the practice field, you want to be able to produce.
As you dial this in, are you more anxious or more excited?
It's a little bit of both. You know, it's a little bit of both. I'm ready to get back on the field, you know, with these guys and just have some fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to be able to make the team and just, you know, be the best player I can be.
What were some of the things you did the last 5 weeks?
I'm just working out, you know, trying to stay in shape, spend some time with my family. But for the most part, you know, I was at the school back at Maryland just working out with the team, working out with a couple other guys that are in the NFL, just doing position drills, just trying to get right for camp.
During OTAs and mini camp, what skills did the coaches focus on making you better at in that time?
I would just have to say little things, you know, just like hand placement, footwork, you know, just being able to read the formations of the offense. You know, backfield sets, just being able to broaden my mental standpoint of the game, that definitely helps a lot.
It seems like at this point, with some of the things that are going on lately, the Broncos kind of are thin with the run stuff, which seems to be one of your greatest strengths. Do you feel like you can, you know, heal some of those gaps?
I mean, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just going out there and do the best I can do, and, you know, hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, I'll be able to fill that position. But right now, you know, wherever the team needs me, that's where I'm willing to play.
What's Kolar been like for you? What's that experience?
It's been a great experience. You know, when I first got out here, it was something that I wasn't used to. You know, he's just a different coach. But, you know, as I've spent more time with him, he's been a great coach. He's been a great, you know, guy just to teach you a lot of things. You know, he's taught me a lot of things that I never knew. So I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
Getting out of training camp would be your first time putting the pads on and whatnot. You're excited to get out there and hit somebody?
Yeah, man, it's been a while. You know, just, you know, from graduating college and, you know, playing in a bowl game, it's been a while since I put on the pads. So I'm pretty excited.
How much do you think it helps that you guys as rookies can come in a few days early and get acclimated before the vets?
I think it's great. You know, it's, you know, they're not just throwing us in the fire. So I think it's great that, you know, this gives us a chance, you know, just to kind of, you know, get our feet wet a little bit before the vets come back, and just trying to take advantage of it.